Tov, Chodesh Tov. We're continuing in Enaya on the topic of Hakarat HaTov. Last time we saw Rav Kook elaborates a lot on the importance of Hakarat HaTov, on Ad Kedei Kach, that even though we would like, the giver would like to give a gift anonymously, Chazal tell us it's unfair to withhold from Am Yisrael the important midah of Hakarat HaTov, of recognizing and thanking you for a gift. And that's why you have to, the receiver has to know who gave him. We're going to continue in the Gemara, in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Yud, and tonight's Piskah is Piskah Tedvav. Amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Actually, we should start out with the previous Gemara, previous line. I'll start from the beginning of the sugya. V'amarav bar Machsia, amarav Chama bar Guria, amarav. Hanoten matana lechavero, tzarich lodio. Whoever gives a gift to somebody, he has to let him know. Don't give it anonymously. Shne'emar ledat ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you should know that I am the one who's making you holy. Tanya Nami Hachi, we've also learned in a different Braita, Ladat ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, on the same Pasuk, a similar idea, Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Matana Tova yesh li bebet gnazai, v'shabat shma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I have a great gift in my otsar, in my treasure house. V'shabbat shema. And the name of that great gift is Shabbat. V'ani mevakesh leitna liYisrael. And I want to give it to Israel. Lech v'hodiyem. Go and tell them. Now when we start this piska, I'll do it a little different. Because... than usual. Usually I let Rav Kook surprise us as at the end of the idea that he developed. But here I noticed that it would probably be better to see where he's going kvar milechatchila. Within the Gemara, there are three interesting concepts. First of all, the idea of ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. First question is, what does that have to do with Shabbat? Okay. Question number two. Why does it say that I have this gift in my treasure house? Right? Hidden in my treasure house. Right? Why, Dafka? You could say, HaKadosh Baruch says, I have a great gift, and its name is Shabbat. What's the idea of hidden in the treasure house? Third question. And it says, Ani mevakesh litna liYisrael. I want to give it to Israel. It's not that I'm giving it to Israel, but I will give it to Israel in the future. Okay, those are three questions, which as you'll see, that Rav Kook relates to them, all three of them. HaShabbat u'kedushata en pu'ulata shlema al shomreha nikeret b'chol erka miyad ki movila otam el mataratam b'derech ha'aruka shel hazman ha'ove el ha'atid. Shabbat and its holiness is not the type of thing that's recognized right away. And if you remember, we mentioned many times, it's always good to help us focus on where Rav Kook is going by trying to word the Hava Amina, what many people think, or what's the difficulty. And here Rav Kook is spelling it out, that you say Shabbat is such a great thing. I know many people that observe Shabbat, and it doesn't do anything for them. It doesn't make them better people. There are many people who observe Shabbat and don't enjoy it so much. It doesn't seem like it's such a gift.
It's a burden.
It's a burden, exactly. Okay, so that Rav Kook automatically starts addressing. Again, a Shabbat u'kedushata. These are the two topics of this piska. Shabbat and Kedusha, and the Kedusha of Shabbat. Ein pu'ulata ashlima al shomrea nikeret b'chol erka miyad. Don't expect it to do its trick, to turn you into a better person, to make you more godly, to enjoy this Shabbat. Don't expect it to work immediately. It's a long process. ki movila otam mataratam bederech ha'aruka shel hazman ha'hoveh. Many present Shabbatot, another Shabbat, and another Shabbat in the present will eventually bring us to the Atid, to the Yom Shekulo Shabbat, which is the real Shabbat. Okay, in other words, it is difficult to appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbat in the present. Yisod ha'ishtalmut ha'magat la'amin enoshi bichlalo, ulama yisraelit bifrat. The way of hishtalmut, of the road to perfection for mankind and for Am Yisrael especially, me'ashrashat ha'yediyah she'Hashem yitbarach hu ha'yotzer kol. The way to perfection is through the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, ha'oset kol ma'asim. And he also, not only did he create, but also in the present, constantly, he's the one who runs the show. He is the mashgiach. Shemize yavo ashora shel hakarat tova. And through this, like we saw in the last piska that we learned, through where Rav Kook stressed that the importance of Shabbat, one of the ideas of the importance, is that it teaches us to appreciate the world that God created. To stop using the world and enjoying the world for one day a week, and to appreciate what a great world that it is. Not only the physical world, Rav Kook explained, but especially, how much more so, the spiritually good things that God created during Maaseh Bereshit. All this leads us to Hakarat HaTov, and we won't go over, we spent an entire hour discussing the importance of recognizing good, that it's the minimum of chesed, and not only that, but it helps us appreciate the world, helps us appreciate God, and helps us want to be godly. All that we discussed last time. So again, that is part of the beauty of Shabbat. Sheyuchal omnam lishtalem rak la'atid, but all of this, mankind, through the idea of recognizing hakarat hatov, recognizing the goodness of the world that Hashem created, will only be in the future. The benefit will only be in the future. Kasher ha'chaim yavo l'mataratam, when man, when life, when the world will achieve its goal, its spiritual, its idealistic goal, that is when the world will really be the world. Because the world as we know it now is really on the way. Right? And we have a long way to go. And that's why we don't appreciate the world so much. Because we see bad in the world. And as we've said in the past, as Chazal say, there's no real bad. There are things that appear to you in the short run to be bad. But when you see the whole picture, as an adult sees the, he understands the before, he looks in the future, the more you see, the more you understand that everything is good. And then, at that time when we understand the goodness and of the spirituality of the world, that's when we'll really appreciate the world. And that's when we'll have Hakarat HaTov and all of the good ramifications that come of it. Ad shelo yuchal ish listapek al hatova shlema shel hashpa'at hachayim kiyum le'im kol tuv chomri veruchani, rak az yuchal kocha shel hakarat tova liyot lima'oz lechol halicha hamusarit. That basic idea that hakarat hatov will be the guiding light to bring us all the goodness that we learned about last time, that will only be in the world which really achieves its goodness. V'nei mize yuchal lekabel chayim shlemim she'im be'em tzara v'yagon rak sason v'simcha v'chol tuv. Who can accept, who can live in a world which is all good, which is all perfect, which is only happiness, without bad? Rak ha'adam ha'shalem shekana lo ha'chayim b'kedushatam. Here Rav Kook is starting to talk about the Kedusha. Only a person who lives a life, a total life, in all of its Kedusha, he is the one who gets the full benefit of God's creation. V'hineh, lulei kvar shatal Hashem yitbarach et koach ha-kedusha banu, Were it not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted within us an essential, an inherent kedusha, a holiness in each and every Jew, then it's so clear that we have this goodness, this kedusha. Again, Rav Kook here is obviously referring to Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. And we ask, what does that have to do with anything? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Kook is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the appreciation of Shabbat can only be based on the fact that you have that inherent Kiddusha. And that when you observe Shabbat, and when you become Musari, and you have Hakarat HaTov, that's just realizing the godly potential that you have in you. Lo haita, without that, lo haita Shabbat yechola laviyena la tachlita ritzuya. For example, we all know the halakha, the goy she Shabbat chayav mita. Right? The non-Jew cannot observe Shabbat. Why? Because he doesn't have the kedusha in him.
Okay. Why does it make it awesome for him though? As in, if he doesn't have the kedusha, so it should be just like not effective.
That's also true. But there's another aspect, that it's a dut sheker. Shabbat is a dut. We came out of Egypt. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Shabbat is Zechir Yetziat Mitzrayim. He wasn't there. That's a dut sheker. That turns the whole thing into a joke.
Okay. Two aspects of Shabbat. One is Riyat HaOlam, and the other one is Mitzrayim. The one is on all mankind, and the other one is on Am Yisrael.
Right. So the Shabbat for all of mankind has nothing to do with the Lamentet Melachot. Correct. There is a Shabbat for the Goyim. That's the Shabbat that's mentioned in Sefer Shmot, in Parshat Yitro. That's talking about Maaseh Bereishit, because we also weren't there. On the other hand, the Shabbat as we know it today, and the Shabbat that we're talking about, which brings out the godliness. What is Shabbat? It's living Yom Shekulo Shabbat in this world. It's a taste of Olam Haba in this world.
And a Goy wants to keep Shabbat, and he's keeping the Shabbat on the pretext that he was, you know, on the pretext of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's the Goy that gets put away. Because that's the false.
And if he wants to observe the Lamentet Melachot, also, practically, that's what he's not allowed to do. As by the way, halakha lemaaseh, somebody who's in the process of giyur, for example, in the religious kibbutzim, you know, they live a religious life, but they have to make sure that they're mechalel Shabbat at least once every Shabbat. Okay, so what we're talking about, this is a very an important idea. We're familiar with this in Masechet Nida, for example, where Chazal teach us that the ubar lomed b'mei imo, that the fetus learns in his mother's womb, he learns the entire Torah. And the Rishonim explain, what's the idea? It's so that when you learn Torah, it's not new to you. What's the whole idea that they say that the angel gives you a little knock under the nose and you forget the whole Torah? If you're going to forget it, so why you learn it in the first place?
Right.
But the idea is that when you learn it, it's rediscovering that which you have in you. Whereas it's not that it's not a gilui michadash, you're not inventing something new. You're just realizing that which was always in your potential. A Jewish neshama always has the potential of Shabbat, has the potential of godliness. That's Ani Hashem Mekadishchem.
It's like you write a pencil and you erase it, and it's still, you can still see the marks there.
Nechon? Right. Good example. Okay. Omnam. Me'achar she'inenu. So notice where Rav Kook is talking about. He's talking about the past and the future. Whereas the future is Yom Shekulo Shabbat, when the whole world will realize and understand what the world is really about, and spirituality and godliness, etc., etc., and Hakarat HaTov. That's the future. The past is what Hashem placed inside us. In addition to Maaseh Bereishit, creating the world, that Hashem gave us in the past. We have this potential already in us. It's just waiting to be realized in the present.
How is the world supposed to come to that appreciation if they can't observe what we observe as Jews through the Shabbat to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world?
Your question is a basic question. What's the difference between the Jews and non-Jews? The Jews, the idea of the chosen people, it's like we are Chazal like in Am Yisrael to the moon.
To the moon.
That's why we count according to the lunar calendar. That there's a pasuk, Ki Shemesh Umagin Hashem Elokim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is likened to a Shemesh, to a sun. Now the problem is, you can't look at the sun. You can't stare at the sun. It's too bright. Ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. You can't look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nimshal. That's the allegory. So if you want to see the light of God, or the sun, kaviyachol. Exactly. And the world sees God as it's reflected through Am Yisrael.
So that's why we have to be all agreeing. That the world, we're supposed to expect that the world appreciates what they see. Like, you know, there's not supposed to be any other type of persuasion, or just they see how Am Yisrael.
It's through living. It's through living.
Conducts themselves and behaves themselves, and that naturally should.
Exactly. We're not out to preach to the world. And by the way, it also won't help. Most people are not interested in preaching. Right? Especially in Eretz Goyim, they don't have the mitzvah of Limud Torah. Although the Lubavitcher Rebbe was unique in his opinion, he said that we should go out and teach the seven mitzvot to Bnei Noach to the Goyim. Most rabbis just say that the idea of the Goyim is to learn from our general example. And that's really what's been going on in history. Am Yisrael is always a drop ahead, pulling up the Goyim, stage by stage by stage. The average Goy isn't going to watch educational television to watch some Jew preaching to him, you know. Okay, so there will be individuals, but in order to fix the world, it's done through the process of perfecting the world, of perfecting governments, perfecting economies, perfecting movies and music, and utilizing all the aspects of life that eventually will change the givens of the world. That's bringing Shabbat to the world. Okay, the Jews have a very concentrated godliness. And that's why our mitzvot bring us a very concentrated kedusha. With the goyim, that's not their job. They don't need that concentrated, right? They need the general atmosphere. Okay. It's a good thing Yoshua is not here; otherwise, we'd really be getting off the topic. Okay, that's his topic. Okay. Omnam me'achar she'inenu betuchim she'kinyan ha'chaim b'kedushata yavu lanu mipnei she'shatal banu adon kol ha'neshamot oto yitaron ha'nikdash. Right, that ani Hashem mekadishchem. Again, that we ask, what does that have to do with anything? You also where Rav Kook is going. That without having that inherent kedusha, we won't appreciate the Shabbat. It's not a gift. Okay, it'll stay in God's treasure place, right? Okay, notice what he's saying. The Shabbat is in the treasure house in the present. Only in the future are we going to get it. How? With the help of that Kiddusha, inherent Kiddusha that we have from the past. Al ken anu tzrichim l'kedushat ha-Shabbat. In the present, la'shrish banu et ha-koach shel ha-karat ha-tova. To plant and develop within us already in the present, or to realize that idea which we have from the past, this idea of Hakarat HaTov, of thanking God for the world that He gave, and appreciating the world, and getting the best out of the world, physically and then kavachomer spiritually. Beotoa often haram, in that lofty, exalted way, shu ra'ui liyot al pigodol atuva shel ha'chayim b'shleimutam, to really appreciate life in its completest form. And it's a long process. But you need to have that one Shabbat a week in order to get there. Too much, two Shabbatot a week would be too much. That'd be too concentrated for us. Again, the minun, the measurement of not having too much and not having too little is only something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know. And what He expects of men, what He expects of women, what He expects of Kohanim, what He expects from Goyim, everyone, and how much Shabbat Bizman Hazeh? 1/7. In the future, every day is Shabbat. Yom Shekulo Shabbat. Okay. Omnam, matay totzia Shabbat et pu'ulata aleinu? When will that Shabbat really change us? When will we see that change? Keshenida et tachlita rechoka ve'anala. When we know where we're going, when we know what is the Yom Shekulo Shabbat, then the Shabbat in the presence will also bring that, bring out, realize our potential that much more. She'im techsar lanu ha'yediya shanu muchanim liknot chayim shleimim shel kedusha. Unless we know that ani Hashem mekadishchem, that we have this inherent kedusha in us. Shemitzidam yeroui koach shel hakarat ha'tova levore kol yidbarach. Liyot ha'amud shel kol darkei ha'shlemut enoshit. Lo tuchal ha'shabbat la'avil lanu et piriya. Right, the fruit, the benefit of Shabbat, we will not get it until we realize that Shabbat is going to bring out the Kedusha from us and in all of mankind. In other words, we're through us to mankind. Alken, im ha-Shabbat be'erech matana, Rav Kook is explaining the idea of the gift. Hutla ala ro'e ha-ne'emana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the dependable shepherd, Hachovah lo diyenu erech haShabbat ba'atid. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells him, Shabbat may seem like a burden. Realize that this is what's going to get you where you want to go. This is what's going to help you develop and realize your godly potential. Because if you don't know where you're going, you don't have an ice cube's chance in hell of getting there. Right? And this is something that we've seen very often in Rav Kook. If you remember last year when we learned Chazon HaTzimchonut, about vegetarianism, Rav Kook says that even if a person nowadays is not ready, for whatever the reasons that we discussed, to be a vegetarian, you have to have your eye, to be within eyeshot of the goal, to know that we want to get there and not there, because otherwise you won't end up in the right place. Okay, so even if you're not there yet, you have to know where you're going, already in the present. Alken, ima Shabbat leman nirchash lanu b'chol Shabbat chalakim chalakim me'ota kedusha. So in order that every single Shabbat in the present, we get more and more benefit and more benefit and more spirituality, me'ota kedusha, realizing that kedusha ha'atida, that future Kedusha, which we really only will get in its shlemut, in its completion in the future, shetavo ayedei kibbutz ha-pu'ulot ha-pratiyot sherachsha la-Knesset Yisrael bichlala ayedei shmirat shabtoteha bechol ha-derech ha-arukah hazot ad boa liyom shekulo Shabbat. The only way we'll get there is by amassing more Kedusha and more Kedusha and more Kedusha through more Shabbatot and more Shabbatot in the future. The more we taste of it, this is what's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Okay? Im ken ha-yediya shel ha-tachlit hi atzma misayat likarvenu el ha-tachlit. Here Rav Kook spells it out. This is something Rav Kook writes about a lot. Self-fulfilling prophecies. The Torah is full of self-fulfilling prophecies, right? The Geula is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Without getting into what starts Herzl to want to come back to the land of Israel, right? It could be Dreyfus, it could be the nationalism in the world, it could be the socialism in the world, it could be a lot of different things that are going on. We discussed this in depth last year. But when the Tanakh talks about go to the land of Israel, and then all of a sudden it's realizable, that is a prophecy which realizes itself. The same thing with Shabbat. When you become a better person, you become a better person. When you think about becoming better, you will be better. And that's the topic that preoccupies you. And that's why we always have to keep our eye on that Yom Shekulo Shabbat, on that ideal world already today, even though we're not there yet. How do we do it? One Shabbat a week. Ki haShabbat mora el haShlemut enoshit haGnuza ba beKoach. Shabbat, that 1/7 tells us what our potential is. Right, we discussed this, I think, once last year, that in Kabbalah, what is Shabbat? Ari, we know that every week has a Shabbat before it and a Shabbat after it. Okay? So in the 6 days of creation, that's the week. And then came Shabbat. So what was before the 6 days of creation?
Shabbat.
Yom Shekulo Shabbat. It was 100% Shabbat. And that is where we strive to return to. Right? Before God started hiding himself when he created the physical world, all there was godliness. Okay? V'ruach Elokim Marachefet. And
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How does that? I mean, we learn from many sources from Chazal that if Adam Arishon had not erred and eaten from the forbidden fruit, so he would have been zocher already to go to have eternal life, actually to have Olam Haba already. So I understood. So. But that was after the 6 days of creation. It's not that he was returning to the pre-creation status.
Mm-hmm.
So if I understand correctly, there has to be some sort of shiluv of, even in the Olam Haba, maybe it's Yom Shekulo Shabbat, but it's post the fact you've had 6 days of creation.
So the 6,000, I don't want to get too much off the topic.
The 6,000
years of our world, that is the tikkun of the 6 days of creation, which that's the world that we know, and that's the only world that we can deal with, and that is a world that needs tikkun. What would have happened if Adam, how long it would have taken for Adam Arishon to get to Yom Shekulo Shabbat, I don't know. But again, that's basically irrelevant, because we should be dealing with the world that we're in.
I understand. I'm just trying to understand conceptually if, you know, are we going to Yom Shekulo Shabbat, or is there some concept of, as in, is it Kulo Shabbat Kumo like before creation, or is it taking into fact that it has been creation?
There are different stages. There is the stage of Yemot HaMashiach, which is Olam Keminago Noheg, which is this world, and the mitzvot still apply. Then there is Olam HaTchiyat HaMetim, where, according to many opinions, we won't need the mitzvot, and that'll be really Yom Shekulo Shabbat. Okay, but the kids are, there are different stages. There's a stage like this, and there's a stage like that. Okay, Sharei lulei shenafal ha'adam b'musariyuto. Here we're talking about Adam Arishon. Were man not to have fallen, right, and not listen to God, or God, if man would have appreciated, if Adam would have appreciated what God did for him and what he created the world, the minimum of appreciation, God gives you 3 zillion creatures that you can use. One, he tells you don't use, for whatever reason. And instead of appreciating all that he gave you, Adam keeps looking out of the corner of his eye to that one thing that he was told he can't have. Okay, that's a lack of hakarat tov. That's a lack of thanking Hashem for what he gave us. So were Adam not to fall from his musariyut, ad sheyitzro orev lo tamid v'tzarichu l'gzerat b'zeyat apecha toch alechem. That's exactly what you brought up. Man, this is the world that we live in, is a world where man has to work, has to sweat for his bread. It's not just that God is saying, no, I'm going to give you a punishment. But that is where Adam HaRishon, that's where mankind is. That we need this long process. You don't just, in Gan Eden, you could just pick the kikarot, the loaves off the trees, right? Or you could eat the grain as if it were bread. But we're not ready for that. We need long process. We need another Shabbat, and 52 Shabbatot a year, and more, and more. That climbing back to realize the potential, that is the same slow process that we need to make bread. Right? We need that sweat. We need that process. We need patience. Okay, that's where we're at. Okay. Right, that's the Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod. Rav Kook is now relating to the 6 days where we do work. Okay, that's what we need. Liman Yeh Mutrad Bitarfo. Man needs to be occupied with his food. V'giyat Derech Eretz Misayat Gam Ken Lashkiach Mimenu Avon. The man should be occupied keeping himself busy. Again, Chazal say that Shena Shel Rishayim Tov Lehem V'Tov Le'olam. Keep them occupied, keep them sleeping, keep them, it keeps them out of trouble.
Out of my way.
It's like these convicts, right? When you try to rehabilitate them, you get him a job, and it's not only that he should have money so he shouldn't steal. It's to keep his mind occupied, right? You don't want him to, right? Freedom is not good for him. It's like Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch writes about the difference between men and women, that men need a lot more mitzvot aseh she'azman grama to keep them occupied, to keep them out of trouble. And like when a person is on parole, he has to sometimes show up at the police station, you know, twice a day, three times a day. They check his arms, make sure there are no, you know, heroin marks or you know. And that's why men have to show up at shul three times a day. And God keeps them on a tight leash. And women, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust them more. They'll stay out of trouble. Mankind needs that occupation. And that's why, as a result of the falling, we needed that B'zeyat HaPecha Toch HaLechem. We needed that Sheshet Yamin Tavod V'Asayte Kom Lachtecha. And true, that could have been without, if it would have been without sin, it would have been totally different. We need that sweat, those 6 days of sweating, to get up to that Shabbat, to appreciate holiness, to appreciate the real world, or a taste of the real, complete world, and what it's going to be. And that, again, is that self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you enjoy Shabbat, the more we enjoy Shabbat, the quicker we're going to arrive at that level of Yom Shekulo Shabbat.
This is really the klal of Israel, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said that all Israel have to get to that appreciation, and therefore we have to assist fellow Jews to get to appreciation of that Shabbat, or everybody in their own time.
Exactly, Chazal say it in those words. When Am Yisrael, all of Am Yisrael, observes one Shabbat, then we'll be there. Nachon, it's not just me, it's not just you. We all have to make sure that all Am Yisrael observe Shabbat. But it's not just the Lamatet Melachot, we're also talking about a mindset. That Am Yisrael has that spirituality. It's not just Shabbat, but Shabbat is the representative, is a concentrated form of the concentrated form. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Shabbat is a concentrated form, bizman hazeh, of that really concentrated form of what's going to be in the future. Omnam, lo lezen notzar, ki od yavo el gemar tudato, shelo yetzarich le'ezer atrada chomrit, ba'mal hamlachot harabot. Like we said, we're not there yet. Right? We need that occupation with other things. Because we're not so spiritual yet. Like we explained. Also every week, after you work, you enjoy the spirituality of Shabbat. And after 6,000 years of working, then we'll get to that thousand, that Shabbat, that Yom Shekulo Shabbat, and we'll really appreciate that super concentration of the super, of the concentration. Imken, ha-Shabbat b'kedushata tazkir la-adam she'omed hu la'alot el ma'ala romama. Shabbat in its holiness reminds man that he is holy. and that that's the real man. Again, always remember where Rav Kook is going. He's connecting the beginning of the Gemara, which Hashem says, go tell Am Yisrael that I am the one that made you holy, with the continuation that Hashem tells Yisrael, I am giving you the Shabbat. שתהיה קדושת מידותיו, מעשיו ודעותיו קבועות בו, ונתתי את תורתי בקרבם ועל ליבם אכתבנה, עד שתהיה המנוחה והעונג המתלווה עמה ראויה לו. Till we get to that מדרגה. זאת היא מתנה, שאם הידיען לאן פניה מועדות, only after we know where we're going, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to tell us, you should know that what I'm giving you in the future is going to be a super great gift. That's when you'll appreciate it. Tovil et ha-machzikim ba el matarata. Again, Shabbat is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You observe Shabbat, you will get to Shabbat. You will get to Yom Shekulo Shabbat. Aval biblidat, אם לא יכיר האיש הישראלי שיש יתרון לאדם, if man does not realize his spiritual potential, שעוד יבוא זמן ויקום במעלה עליונה ורוממה הרבה ממה שהוא עתה, if you don't realize that your potential is so much greater than where you're at today, עד שהקדושה האלוקית הליכה בדרכי השם ועשות הטוב אמיתי יקול לנוגו וחשק לבבו, that the day will come that we really, what's going to preoccupy us is ideals and goodness and godliness. And that's גם זאת ששעת היכולת והחוכמה תתגדל ותתרחב, that the measurement, שעה is a measurement, the measurement of our capability and of our wisdom will increase, תתגדל ותתרחב, ויקיר את הוד ערך הטוב והצדק, and we will recognize what is really good and goodness, and recognize the justice and the wide gvulot harechavim, the wide that how to get justice that encompasses everything in all the boundaries and all the different topics. Ma yuchal lotzi min haShabbat ve'ezek kedusha elyona yuchal la'akir biyom menucha. How obviously, you can't appreciate the real Shabbat if you're not on that spiritual level. If you think that your whole goal in life, that my maximum potential is just to work, right? Like in the Western world, somebody says, what do? Right? People think, what is your profession? How do you make your money? Right? And that's just shows us what we think today is life, that life is money or life is our work, our profession. But that's, as long as we think we're in that mindset, then we're not going to realize our potential. And that's why Shabbat, we don't work. We associate ourselves, with our neshama, with our godliness, with our holiness. We remember who we really are, our potential.
We seem to have been saying at this point, though, ironically, that if you work really hard during the week, then you appreciate Shabbat even more. So like you said, Shabbat comes after 6 days of work, and
right.
the Yom Shekul Shabbat comes after 6,000 years of work. So, ironically, we should be saying, like, you know, someone who works like stink all week will appreciate Shabbat, you know, so much more.
Will appreciate it.
Yeah, as long as he takes Shabbat off, like, he's really going to appreciate it. As opposed to someone who's like, you know.
Nachan. Chazal say it in those words. In other words, it's, I thought that was clear. Nachan. Chazal say it in the Mechilta, that just like there's a mitzvah of Yom HaShviyi Shabbat LaHashem Elokecha, there's a mitzvah of Sheshet Yamim Ta'avod. That's a mitzvah. Nachan. Anyway, we're going to have Tachat HaShemesh. Echa, in other words, if we don't know our real godly potential at all, we think is of our menial selves, our weekday selves. Echa yikare oneg v'yom kadosh liyom asher yivatleu mitu'udato ba'asro olav kom lechet charash v'choshev. Like Avi said at the beginning, if a person's definition is money, is a physical, so a day where you're not allowed to earn money, that's not a pleasure at all.
It's a drag.
Yeah, it's a drag. Al ken hayediya betu'udat shabbat ki al yada yivada ki Hashem hu mekadshenu. Here Rav Kook is pulling it all together. Okay? Ve'ani Hashem mekadishchem, together with the Shabbat and the future. Ganuz, that Shabbat is ganuz, bebeit genazav. Because people, a lot of people, most people, don't realize the beauty of Shabbat. But if you observe it, you'll get there. The more you observe Shabbat, the more you'll appreciate Shabbat. Because again, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It gets you into spirituality. Right? And even a kid, I remember when I was a kid, I once said to my father, I don't enjoy Shabbat. Right? Because everything's fun, that's fun. My definition of fun as a 10-year-old is asur, right? No television, no bicycle, no basketball. Today they would say no MP, no money, no internet. You know what's fun about that? But that's the point, because it gets you in touch with yourself, because all those things are not yourself. They're around you. Your internet is around you. Your money is in your pockets, but that's not you. Okay, Shabbat gets you in touch with yourself. The more you're in touch with yourself, the more you'll be in touch with Kiddusha, with Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that He put inside us. Okay?
The treasure within inside each person.
Yeah. Ki al yada yivada ki Hashem umekadshenu. Hu asa lanu hanefesh hazot, shebetocha yesh zgula genuza. Exactly what you said, Gershom. That Hashem hid that treasure, that hidden treasure within each and every, that Shabbat in each and every one of us. She'im kol nefilata ve'armat ve'arimat deshen achomriyut hatzavur aleha. It's an interesting term. All right, that even with all of man's fallings and failings and piling the deshen, the compost, achomriyut hatzavur aleha, right, that we have all this.
The compost leads to growth.
Right.
Yeah.
If you water it, you
mixed materialism.
Right, that's Sheshet Yamim Tavod.
Materialistic sound.
Ti'na'er v'tachgor oz, you tie yourself with strength and you awaken your spiritual self. Ayedei derech ha'kodesh shesam lefanea yotzra, that God put before us on that seventh day. On the seventh day, in other words, before us, every week has that future Shabbat. Every thousand has that Yom Shekulo Shabbat. Bilechta b'Torat Hashem, right? And that's what we're going to realize when we follow the Torah Hashem. Al kena Shabbati ot brit klali. That's why Shabbat is such a basic thing, like we've been saying the last two shiurim, to get us to recognize that Hashem created the world, to recognize the idea of hakarat tov and appreciation, to get us in touch with what is holy, and what are the values, and what are our real potential, right? And to keep our eye on the future and where we should be going, so that we can have that self-fulfilling prophecy to get there. Kolel klala Torah, Shabbat is equated with the rest of the mitzvot put together. It includes all of the Torah. This is the whole goal of getting to Kiddusha, of revealing or realizing that Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, which is a treasured, which is hidden, but will be revealed in the future. So here what we've seen is Rav Kook connects the past and the present and the future. The past, that Hashem created the world and created us with that Kiddusha, inherent Kiddusha in us. The present, where we're supposed to realize it through one Shabbat, another mitzvah, and another mitzvah. And the future, which is Yom Shekulo Shabbat. And this past, present, future, it's a long tahalich. But as we've been learning in Rav Kook, or anyone who's learned Judaism, Am hanetzach lo mefached miderech arukah. Right? The eternal people, we're not scared of long journeys. We have patience. We're eternal. And what we won't see in this lifetime, we'll see in the next lifetime. We'll see in the Yom Shekulo Shabbat.